It was 2 for 1 and 4 for 2 at Christmas lights in the middle of June, all hung up like I was on you. I say, hey, hey, baby, do you wanna come over? You say no way, then you're moving closer. Next thing I know, you were in my t-shirt, right there, your hair messed up like a Guns N' Roses video. With the neighbors saying keep it down, but it's hard to unlock the door when you're making out. You know what I'm saying? You'd be saying that we gotta quit doing this. So why are you leaning in for one more kiss? And pretty soon you're sliding off. What you got on? It's slipping in my t-shirt right there. Your hair messed up like a Guns N' Roses video. Oh oh, so high, still got it up in my head. You were moving TV light. I ain't ever seen anything like your dress, my floor, the way you wore my t-shirt, and my t-shirt. Oh, oh no, baby, I can't lie. You sure look good in my t-shirt. Oh no, baby, no, I can't lie. You look good, put on my mind. I say, do you wanna come over? You say no way, then you're moving closer. Next thing I know, you were in my t-shirt. Ooh, you look just so dang hot in my t-shirt. You see, you're spinning around in my t-shirt. Right there, your hair messed up like a Guns N' Roses video. Oh, oh, so hot in my t-shirt. Right there, your hair messed up like a Guns N' Roses video. Oh oh, so high, still got it up in my head. You were moving around in the TV lane. I ain't ever seen anything like your dress, my floor, the way you wore my t-shirt.
To local radio, 98.3 FM WCQM, Park Falls, a Civic Media station. This is 98Q Country.
This is a special report from ABC News. Trump assassination attempt. I'm Sherry Preston. The Republican National Convention kicking off in Milwaukee. The entire event taking on new meaning following the attempted assassination of Donald Trump. ABC's Jim Ryan is there.
Thousands of GOP faithful have come here to approve a platform and to nominate Donald Trump as their standard bearer on the November presidential ballot. Against the backdrop of Saturday's incident in Pennsylvania.
Yeah, I mean, it was pretty sobering before, but I think it'll be very sobering now.
Adrienne King of Hawaii is one of more than 2,400 delegates to the Republican National Convention, which will be gaveled to order this evening. Jim Ryan, ABC News, Milwaukee.
The suspected gunman, 20-year-old Thomas Michael Crooks from Bethel Park, Pennsylvania, south of Pittsburgh, a registered Republican who did not have military experience, shot and killed after firing off several rounds at Trump, grazing him in the ear, wounding two others, and killing a father of two, Corey Comparateur. This is ABC News. This has been a very good couple of days if you're a Spanish sports fan. ABC's Inez de la Quintera has details from the foreign desk.
Carlos Alcaraz easily defeating Novak Djokovic on Sunday in the men's final at Wimbledon, the second year in a row he's done so. And then there was the Euro final, Spain winning 2-1 against England. This is Spain's fourth time winning the tournament, the first country to do so. Inez de la Quintera, ABC News. At the foreign desk.
Ukraine may soon be getting weapons from little workshops spouting up across Ukraine, private labs and secret workshops, all reportedly working on drones and robots that could be used on the battlefield against Russia. One startup says it can crank out an unmanned drone every 4 days. One more day before Amazon's own sales holiday fires up. Its Prime Day shopping event kicks off tomorrow. Some estimates say that Amazon will likely ring up more than $13 billion in sales over the next 2 days. That would be up 6% from last year. I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News.
The Republican National Convention is being held in Milwaukee, and it marks the first time the RNC is in the Badger State. But Wisconsin holds a special spot in the election cycle, with the RNC the second consecutive political convention in Milwaukee. The city was picked for the Democratic National Convention in 2020, but due to COVID, most of it ended up being virtual. Do you know which city has hosted the most political conventions? Philadelphia, Chicago, or Boston? The answer coming up. Political conventions started in the 19th century. It remained the main way to select candidates until 1972, when presidential primaries determined the eventual nominee. Conventions are now considered more of a celebration of the candidate. So do you know which city has held the most political conventions? Chicago. The Republicans have been there 14 times, and the Democratic convention will be hosted there for the 11th time this summer. 50,000 people expected at the RNC in Milwaukee, a nice slice of Wisconsin for the country to see. I'm Terry Ball.
Civic Media News, I'm Ella Saff. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. COVID cases are rising in central Wisconsin, but doctors say they're not alarmed. Melissa Kay explains.
Dr. Stephen Phillipson is an MD with Aspirus.
The good news about that is community transmission may be higher, but it's not impacting hospitalization, which means COVID is reverting to more of a disease like influenza, which can be deadly for some people, but not as deadly as it was when the pandemic first started.
Phillipson said that it's good to be aware and use protective measures when necessary. I'm Melissa Kay.
The Republican National Convention kicks off on Monday in Milwaukee. The four-day convention is expected to attract more than 50,000 visitors to Wisconsin's largest city. Republican Party leaders expect Donald Trump will make an appearance to accept the presidential nomination. Civic Media News will be at the convention, bringing you coverage throughout the week, over the air, and online. And that's what you need to know. I'm Ella Saff, and this is Civic Media News.
Civic Media News, I'm Austin Brumay. Here's what Northern Wisconsin needs to know. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources urges all Wisconsinites planning to boat or enjoy water sports this year to wear a life jacket. Lieutenant Warden Darren Kuhn, DNR Boating Law Administrator, stated, quote, "Boating is a big part of Wisconsin's culture and summertime fun. With that comes the responsibility of operating your boat safely and responsibly. Part of that is ensuring there are enough life jackets for everyone," end quote. At the time of the DNR's press release, so far in 2024, there have been 2 boating fatalities in the state. In 2023, there were 28 boating fatalities, 27 of which involved a victim not wearing a life jacket. Lieutenant Kuhn also stated, quote, "Just because you are a good swimmer doesn't mean you shouldn't wear a life jacket. Accidents happen fast, and individuals can become incapacitated, exhausted, or weighed down by wet clothing or gear. Wearing a life jacket can save your life and prevent a fun summer outing from becoming a tragedy," end quote. I'm Austin Brumay, Civic Media News.
And now a look at today's funeral notices. Annabelle Annie Vichetich Weishin passed away on July 6th after a 6-year battle with Alzheimer's. She is survived by her children, Barbara Vichetich, Paul Vichetich, Daniel Vichetich, and Julie Vichetich, further survived by her stepchildren, Cynthia Piotrowski and Michael Weishin, and survived also by 6 grandchildren. There will be a massive Christian burial at St. Anthony's Catholic Church in Park Falls on July 16th at 11 a.m. There will not be a visitation before the service. The Heindel-Nimsgern Funeral and Cremation Services are assisting the family. This has been the funeral notice for Annabelle Annie Vichetich Weishin. Donna Mae Hessler, age 94, of Park Falls, died on Wednesday, July 10th, at Marshfield Medical Center in Marshfield. She is survived by her 5 nieces and further survived by her sister-in-law and many great nieces and nephews and 2 great-great nephews. Funeral mass to be held at St. Anthony's Catholic Church in Park Falls on Tuesday, July 23rd, 11 a.m. Father Sajay Pazukathara will officiate. Visitation held on Tuesday at the church from 10 a.m. until the hour of the service. Birch Street Funeral Service is assisting the family. This has been the funeral notice for Donna Mae Hessler, age 94, Park Falls. The funeral announcements are heard Monday through Friday at 7, noon, and 5. A complete listing of area obituaries can be found at 98qcountry.com. The funeral notices are a service of the Heindel Nimsgern Funeral Services of Phillips and Prentice. When difficult times come, we are most often helped by our faith and the love and support of others. The death of a loved one can be one of the most trying events of our lives. Birch Street Funeral Service has been assisting our communities through the difficult times. Their caring staff will manage the details when death occurs so that you can take the time you need to grieve your loss and share memories of better times. Birch Street Funeral Service offers many options for burial, cremation, funerals, memorial services, and life celebrations. The professionals at Birch Street Funeral Service also specialize in pre-planning and cemetery monuments. They are available 24 hours a day and serve the entire Northwoods of Wisconsin. Visit them on Facebook. This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Water.
Scattered showers and thunderstorms are possible through early to mid-afternoon, then partly cloudy with a high of 82 today. Tonight, mostly clear, 54. Tomorrow, sunshine, 76. By Wednesday, sunny and cooler with a high of 70. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now, 56.
At Redmond Realty Group, local experts redefine real estate excellence. Collaborating closely with you, they craft tailored marketing campaigns that transcend expectations. Their strategic investments span local and out-of-state markets, leveraging both traditional and digital avenues. As the number one brokerage in the Northwoods, they can showcase your properties with professional photography, drone imagery, and groundbreaking 3D scans. Stay ahead with innovation. Choose Redmond Realty Group, where your unique needs drive their commitment to redefine the future of real estate. Elevate your property experience with Redmond Realty Group today.
Here's another community reminder from Civic Media.
Every 98 seconds, a person is sexually assaulted in the United States. Sexual violence causes post-traumatic stress for a survivor that mirrors the effects of PTSD in combat veterans. But with the right help and support, the symptoms can be managed. Learning more can help you find the best form of care to begin the healing process. Call or text EMBRACE at 715-532-6976 for free and completely confidential support and information. Visit EmbraceWI.org or check us out on Facebook.
Leaning into local radio, 98Q Country.
The Brewers get the win. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers beat the Nationals 9-3. With the win, Milwaukee avoided being swept at home by Washington. They also remain only one of three teams that have yet to lose more than three games in a row. Pat Murphy praised the performance of his pitchers.
There was a lot of great effort today. Pitching staff underrated today. Rob Z, Colin Ray. It's not easy when you're a starter to then come in after a opener. Colin's done it a couple times, but still not easy to get in the flow of the game.
Brewers closer Devin Williams one step closer to a return on the mound for the Wisconsin Timber Rattlers.
3-2 pitch to Lee. Got him swinging. One inning, three strikeouts. Looking good, Devin Williams.
Nine strikes out of 14 pitches. Williams on what he's working on.
You know, today, like the last pitch I threw, the 3-2 changeup, how consistent can I be?
Day two of the baseball draft. So far, the Brewers taking an outfielder, a first baseman, and two pitchers. Home run derby at the All-Star game tonight in Arlington, Texas. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
I always turn them on first thing in the morning.
98Q Country.
Great to be in Jackson. See, I don't even have to enunciate tonight. Because in a lot of parts of the country, you know, people hear me talk, they automatically want to deduct 100 IQ points. Because apparently the Southern accent's not the world's most intelligent sounding accent. You know, and to be honest, I mean, none of us would want to hear our brain surgeon say, "All right, now what we're going to do is saw the top of your head off, root around in there with a stick and see if we can't find that dad burn clot." Be like, "No thanks, I'll just die, okay?" See, that's why Southern financial advisors have such a tough time. Nobody wants to give their money to somebody that talks this way. Well, the key is you got to diversify with your money. What we'll do, we'll take half of it, put it in a big mayonnaise jar, bury it out in your backyard. Other half we'll take down to the dog track and bet on the one that does his business right before the race starts.
Do you spend long hours at the office? No time to work out? Well, bring the gym to work with the new fitness desk. This desk has everything you need to turn your cubicle into a gym, like drawers with 10-pound weights to work your triceps, pens and pencils that weigh 15 pounds each so you can do bicep curls. The fitness desk even has a swivel chair with pedals on it, just like a bike. So while you work on those expense reports, you can work on your cardio too. So don't let work keep you from getting fit. Get the new fitness desk today.
Sometimes you need something to, you know, to wake you up in the morning. It's a good one.
98Q Country.
You were in college working part-time, waiting tables. Left a small town, never looked back. I was a flight risk with the fear of falling, wondering why we bother with love if it never lasts. I say, can you believe? Drawer of my things at your place. You learn my secrets and you figure out why I'm guarded. You say we'll never make my parents' mistakes.
Knock, knock, knock up on the door. But
business this time. I can't believe my bloodshot eyes. I woke up on the wrong side of the truck bed this morning with a bone drop. Say I got what I deserve, 'cause I woke up on the wrong side of the truck bed this morning. Yeah. I use that empty bag of corn to rest my head, a camo jacket for a blanket, then passed out like I was dead. Still got one heck of a buzz. If I look like a train wreck, it's because I woke up on the wrong side of the truck bed this morning with a bone drop. Took my boots off this time. I woke up on the wrong side of the truck bed this morning with a bone drop. Bottle of Jack I was pouring. Guess she got some nerve. Well, she kicked me to the curb. Guess you could say I got what I deserve. I woke up on the wrong side of the truck bed this morning with a bone drop. Bottle of Jack I was pouring. Guess she got some nerve. Well, she kicked me to the curb. Guess you could say.
Your favorites, your classics, your country. 98 Q Country.
This morning I got up at 6:01. I walked out and saw the rising sun, and I drank it in like whiskey. I saw a tree I've seen a thousand times, a bird on a branch, and I watched it fly away in the wind. And it hit me, it's a beautiful world. Sometimes I don't see so clear. Some days you're just breathing, just trying to break even. Sometimes your heart's pounding out of your chest. Sometimes it's just beating. Some days you just forget what all you've been given. Some days you just get by. Yeah, some days you're just alive. Some days you're living. Mm-hmm. Some days you're living. I went back in and fired the coffee up. She walked in the kitchen like she always does in my t-shirt. And it killed me. And I kissed her like it was the first time. She laughed and looked at me like I lost my mind. I said, baby, I love you. Can't live without you. I know I don't say it enough. But some days you're just breathing, just trying to break even. Sometimes your heart's pounding out of your chest. Sometimes it's just beating. Some days you just forget what all you've been given. Some days you just get by. Yeah, some days you're just alive. Some days you're living like you never die. Blue's a little bluer up in the sky. Your high's a little high. You feel that fire you've been missing. Some days you're living. It's a beautiful world. Sometimes I don't see so clear. Some days you start singing and you don't need a reason. Sometimes the world's just right. Your clear eyes ain't even blinking. Got a heart grateful for all you've been given. Yeah, some days you just get by. Yeah, some days you're just alive. some days you're living. Mm-hmm. Some days you're living. Yeah. Living like you'll never die. Blue's a little bluer up in the sky. Your high's a little high. You feel that fire you've been missing. Some days you're living. Some days you're living. Used to dream about buying that bigger house, sitting on top of some hill. Losing sleep about filling my bank account, wondering if I ever will. But the older I get, I just care less and less about keeping up with people named Jones. If you don't fill it up with somebody that you love, it ain't ever gonna feel like home. There's always gonna be a higher high you could chase for the rest of your life. Greener grass in the yard next door, or a shined up Chevy little newer than yours. You're never gonna fill an empty cup if what you got's still not enough. The thing about happiness I've found is it don't live in bigger houses. I can hear the kids making little footsteps running down the hallway upstairs. I can see the dogs playing in the backyard through the kitchen window right there. Maybe life's kind of more about a swing on a porch holding her while the sun disappears. Why would I want to be anywhere else in the world when my whole world is sitting right here? There's always gonna be a higher high you could chase for the rest of your life. Greener grass in the yard next door, or a shined up Chevy little newer than yours. You're never gonna fill an empty cup if what you got's still not enough. The thing about happiness I've found is it don't live in bigger houses. Chase for the rest of your life. Greener grass in the yard next door, or a shined up Chevy little newer than yours. You're never gonna fill an empty cup if what you got's still not enough. Thing about happiness I've found is it don't live in bigger houses. The thing about happiness I've found is it don't live in bigger houses.
Dan and Shay with Bigger Houses at 98Q Country at 28 past 7. Good sunny morning here on a Monday. We're going to see some rain showers, maybe an isolated thunderstorm at any point during the daytime hours today. We're hoping for some good sunshine for you. Yesterday was definitely hot, wasn't it? We're not used to that humidity and warmth. Get on into Bader Sports Center when you're out and about moving around our lakes and fishing and getting ready for hunting and just enjoying the outdoors. They got the stuff from from keeping you protected from the sun to mosquito netting to the handguns, long guns, crossbows, everything to do with the outdoors, a fourth-generation store. They've been doing this for a while. Stop in and see Craig and the folks at Bader Sports Center right on Highway 13 in Phillips, located right next to Pick and Save. Brewers in the All-Star break. Saturday will be the next game. Saturday, they're going to travel to Minnesota. So for Brewer fans, if you're in for an adventure, it's not Target Field's actually closer than AmFam Field. So if you want to go see a Brewer game, they'll be over in Minnesota. This will be the closest. If you live in Park Falls and Phillips, this will be the closest that the Brewers play. It's over in Minnesota. It's a 6:10 first pitch Saturday and a 1:10 first pitch on Sunday for the Brewers and the Twins. Both teams playoffs. The Brewers leading their division. The Twins battling for their division would be a wild card team. So both teams again this year are playoff teams. Of course, the big story from the weekend was the assassination attempt on former President Donald Trump in Pennsylvania. Things we know this morning about that, in case you didn't keep up on that over the weekend, the suspected shooter, I don't know why they're using suspected, because he was the shooter, Thomas Matthew Crooks, is from Western Pennsylvania. He worked as a dietary aide at a nursing and rehab center in Bethel Park, Pennsylvania. The center is cooperating with law enforcement officers. The gun used in the shooting was purchased legally by the suspected shooter's father. It was an AR-15 style rifle that was used. 8 shots were fired at the rally before a Secret Service sharpshooter shot and killed the suspect. The shooter fired from a rooftop 130 yards away that had a vantage point of the rally. Donald Trump's right ear was grazed with a bullet. One person was killed. 2 others were injured. The suspected shooter was killed at the scene by a member of the Secret Service. And the suspected shooter had no known signs of mental illness and no history of issues with mental illness. The suspected shooter had previously been rejected from his high school rifle club for being, quote-unquote, a bad shot. The suspected shooter was a registered Republican who made a $15 donation to the Progressive Turnout organization. Let's see, what else? A couple other notes here just to get you informed. The 2 injured victims were upgraded to stable on Sunday. A 57-year-old David Dutch of New Kensington, Pennsylvania, 74-year-old James Copenhaver of Moon Township, Pennsylvania, identified as the injured victims. Corey Comprator, 50, of Sarver, Pennsylvania, was the victim that was killed in the shooting. He was a father of 2 girls who died as he shielded his family from the gunfire. And the FBI has received more than 2,000 tips regarding the shooting. It's pretty clear who it was and that the shooter has perished. And the story coverage continues on the major networks. And as we progress now into the Republican National Convention this weekend, the Democratic Convention will happen in a couple of weeks. I just encourage you as people, as we go through this, the tension of this presidential election, you could just feel it, just continuing to build and build and build. And if there ever is anything good that comes out of anything, I hope it'll be that people will now become just a little bit civil here in our discussion, in our battle, I guess, for the presidency. I don't know if you want to use that word, but I encourage you to be careful of your words, be careful of your social media posts. You can support your candidate, but I think what we really need to do is back away from the lashing out at others. Social media posts that just are posted just for humor, that lash out at other people I don't know if I've ever blocked anybody off my Facebook page. In the last day, I have, I think, blocked maybe 10 people. Because if you want to post something that all it does is just jab and poke at other people and you're not doing anything to be productive with it, I don't want to be a part of what you're doing. So I think you as we as a people, whether it be just talking to someone down at the cafeteria or on social media, support who you like and express why you support them, if you want to point out why you wouldn't vote for the other person for a real reason, go ahead. Go ahead and say that. But you've seen them, the ridiculous social media posts, and it's a cancer. It's a disease, and it just grinds on people's mental well-being. So your everyday conversations, your kids, your grandkids, they're listening. They're listening. Set an example for them. Just be nice to people. Be nice to people. Whether you like Biden or whether you like Trump, support your candidate and just say, here's why I don't support the other guy in a reasonable way. Just be nice to people and be civil. Let the candidates duel it out. If they want to duel it out on stage, let them duel it out on stage. All right? So we need to just, we need to be healthier when it comes to that. Again, what if grade school kids acted in school like the political process acted? They would be in detention. They would be probably suspended if they talked that way about other kids. Why did you pick him for the kickball team? Well, he got a big nose. You know, it's just, you know, I can hit the golf ball farther than him. Whatever, you know, it's just... Just be nice to people, all right? Just back off. Support your candidate and have a reason why you support your candidate, and I'll respect the heck out of that. The posts, I'm not going to be a part of it anymore, especially on social media. So let's do that individually. That's something we can do individually, right? Sometimes we feel helpless in what we can do. Well, that's something we can do individually is to pick and choose what we can do to make the whole atmosphere better, as hopefully we will not be talking about another attempted assassination on a president or ex-president for a long, 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 long time. The Republican National Convention is in Milwaukee this weekend. Donald Trump is there, and he will make some appearances, of course, at that. The Democrats will do theirs in a couple of weeks, and we're going to do the presidential election thing coming up in the early part of November. We continue to keep you updated twice an hour. Get you a little news and sports on the morning show. ABC gets things rolling for us.
This is a special report from ABC News. Trump assassination attempt. I'm Sherry Preston. The Republican National Convention kicking off in Milwaukee. The entire event taking on new meaning following the attempted assassination of Donald Trump. ABC's Jim Ryan is there.
Thousands of GOP faithful have come here to approve a platform and to nominate Donald Trump as their standard bearer on the November presidential ballot. Against the backdrop of Saturday's incident in Pennsylvania.
Yeah, I mean, it was pretty sobering before, but I think it'll be very sobering now.
Adrienne King of Hawaii is one of more than 2,400 delegates to the Republican National Convention, which will be gaveled to order this evening. Jim Ryan, ABC News, Milwaukee.
The suspected gunman, 20-year-old Thomas Michael Crooks from Bethel Park, Pennsylvania, south of Pittsburgh, a registered Republican who did not have military experience, shot and killed after firing off several rounds at Trump, grazing him in the ear, wounding two others, and killing a father of two, Corey Comparator. This is ABC News.
Civic Media News, I'm Ella Saff. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Prosecutors are considering homicide charges against four Milwaukee hotel security guards. Stuart J. Waddles reports.
Milwaukee police have referred charges to the district attorney's office for four people involved in the death of Devontae Mitchell June 30th. Mitchell allegedly locked himself in a bathroom and was restrained by hotel security guards on the pavement, with video footage showing those guards holding his arms and legs. The Milwaukee County District Attorney's Office says they're waiting for toxicology reports before making a decision on charges. I'm Stuart J. Waddles.
The Republican National Convention in Milwaukee starts on Monday. Wisconsin Party Chair Brian Schimming says the party is united behind Donald Trump and feeling confident. Civic Media News will be at the convention, bringing you coverage throughout the week over the air and online. And that's what you need to know. I'm Ella Saff, and this is Civic Media News.
Civic Media News, I'm Austin Brumay. Here's what Northern Wisconsin needs to know. An apartment building in Chippewa Falls has been declared unfit for human use as the foundation continues to sink. According to a WEIU report, a City of Chippewa Falls inspector made the decision after a partial evacuation of the building a couple of weeks ago. Now, all residents in the east wing of the Romeus Millstream apartment building at 509 North High Street are being forced out. According to the report, the owners of the building had not communicated with the city about the damage. The city will conduct further inspections. In just 1 year of use, Eau Claire County's Narcan and fentanyl test strip vending machine is making a difference in harm reduction. According to county officials, the vending machine in the Eau Claire County jail lobby dispensed nearly 900 boxes of Narcan and over 500 fentanyl test strips in its first full year of operation. Health officials also say the slight decrease they saw in ambulance responses to opioid overdoses over that year shows that the vending machine is helping to keep area residents safe. I'm Austin Brume, Civic Media News.
The Brewers beat the Nationals. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers with a 9-3 win over the Washington Nationals Sunday. 30,000 fans, 92 degrees at AmFam Field. Willie Adames hot at the plate on Bally Sports Wisconsin.
That one's deep. Way back, left center field. Adames will once it fly. Put two more on the board, courtesy of Willie Adames. A 4-RBI game. Home run number 15.
The Brewers avoiding being swept by the Nationals as they head into the All-Star break. Adames after the win.
We've been to a rough stretch lately, but, you know, that's baseball. That's how it's going to go. But, you know, it was a great way to end up the first half, and hopefully, you know, we can take this momentum and start the second half after the break.
The Brewers losing 7 of their last 10 games. How badly did they need this one on Sunday?
You need them all. You know, like, you start thinking like that, like, desperation or something like that. That's not good thinking.
That's Brewers manager Pat Murphy. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Can you hear me now? Rascal Flatts, Toby Keith, Martina McBride.
They play the best country music in town.
Play something country.
98Q Country.
Simple as my mama said when I was very young. She told me not to worry, son, one day you'll be someone. But here I am at 21, as loaded as a stagecoach shotgun. I'm sorry, mama, please don't look at me. When I got to Oklahoma, I was 17. My papa taught me how to work, and Lord, he was mean. Working all day in that August heat, and he taught me how to fish. My uncle taught me how to drink. Well, I went to California, and I had me a band. And we played in all the bars in all the southern lands. We played all night, and we drank for free. All of my boys and me. By 24. Well, I had a girl love me the whole damn time, and I drink my whiskey and she drink wine. Soon my bottle was too much to company. Yeah, we'd sit on the river and we'd fish all day. And we'd drive across the country, let the radio play. 7 damn years, I never thought she'd leave. Now I'm 23 and there ain't nobody who can drink like me. Soon I'll be 24 and the Lord knows that I can't drink no more. I know I should've taken it slow. By 24. Simple as my mama said when I was very young. She told me not to worry, son. One day you'll be someone. Here I am at 21, as loaded as a stagecoach shotgun. I'm sorry, mama, please don't look at me.
Listen online at 98qcountry.com. Online at 98qcountry.com.
no love in Oklahoma. Well, who'd want to live there? Oklahoma, please. 7:51, it's 9 before 8. Hope you are well on this Monday. Going to probably see some rain today, some isolated showers and storms, and then things will cool off a bit. It was warm yesterday and could get a bit humid out there again today until some of those rain showers come through. I was printing out some stuff over the weekend. I thought this was pretty interesting. The WIAA Spring Performance Factor Results. So you're saying, Joel, what does that mean? Well, what was it, last year, a couple years ago, whatever it was, the WIAA put a plan in place to help with, I don't know what you want to call it, giving teams an equal chance to compete when it comes to tournament times. So if you're a school and you do really well in your division at a certain sport, you will be moved up a division over a three-year period. So there's a lot of teams that got moved up, and this is good news. This is good news for Coach Herbst of the softball team and Coach Edwards of the Phillips team, and not because of the competition, but just because of the long drive to Grantsburg. Grantsburg softball team has been moved up a division. There you go. Thank you. The mileage that has been put on and traveling over to Grantsburg. Now, there's always good teams, of course, in there. But it's kind of always been the team. It's like, oh, here we go to Grantsburg again. And they're always so good. So the Grantsburg softball team is going to be moved up a division, as will the Assumption softball team. They're going to moved up a division. And Pacelli will be moved up a division, too, in softball in the spring performance factor results. Let's see here. Kind of look at baseball. Aquinas will move up. St. Croix Falls will move up. I think that would affect some of our area teams. So that was announced over the weekend. Teams that will be bumped up a division. They kind of did this for the private school thing, but it affects all schools because some areas of the state, for whatever reason you may think it may be. Boys golf, the Amory golf team, they bumped them up a notch because they've been doing really, really good. So now they get to move up. So that was some of the WIAA stuff over the weekend. Of course, the assassination attempt on former President Donald Trump was the number one story effective Saturday night at 6 o'clock. So Republican National Convention in Milwaukee all week long. That's one of the big stories. And we have a home run hitting contest. Do you like that tonight for the All-Star game? It ain't what it used to be, nothing really is, but it's still kind of cool to see these guys who can launch a ball pretty far. My favorite part about the home run hitting contest isn't the guy hitting the home run, it's whoever they pick to pitch, because there's a lot of pressure. Sometimes they'll have their brother or dad, they can have anybody they want throw them pitches, and they're not throwing 90 miles an hour, they're just throwing lollipops in there at whatever speed they feel most comfortable with. But that's always, I think there's more pressure on the guy throwing the pitch. We know that the hitter can jack them pretty good. Obviously, they've been picked for this. But the pitcher has got to be able to just, you know, drop it right there. So there's still several people in this country that are feeling, could you imagine waking up on a Monday morning, you're like, oh, it's a good day. It's just like, well, wait a minute. I got to go on national TV and try to throw strikes from a ring. Oh, boy. Should have practiced. So those guys are out there still flinging it. And so that's always interesting to watch, the home run hitting contest. I think more entertaining than the game itself. Although the winner of the, is it, are they back to this now? Is it the winner of the All-Star game? They've changed this around so many times. Gets home field advantage for the World Series. I think they're still doing that, aren't they? Or they go back to record, I don't know, whatever they're doing. So the All-Star game tomorrow night, we'll have a few Brewers out there, home run hitting contest today.
America is kept safe because the Army National Guard responds, protects, and supports our nation when it needs them most. From fighting wildfires with air support, helping civilians in flooded neighborhoods, to delivering food and supplies to those who have lost everything, the Army National Guard always responds when disaster strikes, The Army National Guard also trains to be ever vigilant against threats, foreign and domestic. They protect our skies with missile defense weaponry. They secure our information, communications, and infrastructure with cybersecurity. And they protect us against chemical, biological, and radiological hazards with the civilian support team. The Army National Guard also stands ready to deploy and provide support for conflicts or humanitarian missions abroad. Join the Army National Guard and be there to respond, protect, and support your community and your country. Visit NationalGuard.com to learn more about part-time service. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
Okay, so just so we're straight on this, because I'm all about getting information right, the team with the highest regular season win percentage of the two World Series teams, they now get the home field advantage. So it's no longer, they used to go every other year, and then they did the winner of the All-Star game would get the home field. But now, like if the Brewers play whoever the Twins, whoever has the highest win percentage during the regular season gets home field. There, we all learned something today. Onward we go.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
What's up? I'm Miles.
Hey, and I'm Jara.
And a little thing we love about the Chick-fil-A maple pepper bacon sandwich is how the flavors come together. First, I taste the smoky grilled chicken, then the pepper bacon with that maple bun, added with the sweet heat and the pickles.
I'm really sold on the pickle. It meets you in the middle with the sweetness and the heat.
It's spice-tastic.
Yum-licious.
Flavoristic.
The sandwich of the summer. The maple pepper bacon sandwich.
Order the maple pepper bacon sandwich on the Chick-fil-A app today. Available for a limited time. Real guests paid for their testimonials.
Last year's RV trip, we met a couple with the same bumper sticker. What are the odds?
Your cousin isn't a good storyteller.
He was a podiatrist, or was it a pharmacist?
Huh, you don't say.
Oh, I can't remember.
But she owns an RV protected by Progressive, and you don't. So until you get your own RV, her stories are the most interesting stories you've ever heard.
Wow, interesting.
And when you do get your own RV, save money by bundling it with your home, auto, or other vehicles with Progressive.
Oh, anesthesiologist. He was an anesthesiologist.
Progressive Casualty
right.
Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers. Not available in all states.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-230-2777. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-230-2777. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-230-2777. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too. Call 800-230-2777, 800-230-2777, or biglou.com.
Do you owe back taxes? Call Tax Solutions now and get some help. For a limited time, the IRS offers a tax forgiveness program called the Fresh Start Initiative. Our team can make it easier for you to pay back taxes, avoid tax liens, and get a fresh start.
I call Tax Solutions now, and they got the IRS off my back.